Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is International Update Your Resume Month.
Yes, it is. I've made one resume my whole life.
I'm sorry?
I printed out one resume my whole life.
Was it yours?
Yeah. I don't even think I printed it out. Whatever.
You may have typed it up?
Typed it up.
I think I did one in college.
I typed it up right after college.
Not for this job.
Nope.
No?
I haven't had a resume since college.
I've never had an honest-to-God sit-down job interview.
Nobody has in this business.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah.
I got fired a couple times. I had to make up a few resumes. I had a long stretch of unemployment there where I was cranking out all kinds of resumes, and they said, no, President Bush shut down the economy. So.
Yeah, he did, actually.
It was the old. It was H.W.
Yeah.
Man, you see him on those commercials?
He doesn't look good, man.
He's not looking good.
No.
They edit out of him real quick, too.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like Stephen Hawking thinks he looks bad.
We are waiting a little bit longer before becoming fathers than we were 4 decades ago, according to a study published in the journal Human Reproduction. The average age of a father of a newborn in the United States increased from about 27 and a half years old to almost 31 years old between 72 and 015.
However,
because your 20s are fun if you're not a dad.
If you look at that real closely, though, the average age of a newborn stayed the same.
I did notice that. That surprised me. I was completely surprised by that stat.
Yeah.
That's the stuff they don't tell you.
No, they don't.
Newborns stay the same, I know.
If they'd look into it a little more, give you a little more detail, they would tell you, no, the newborns all stayed the same age. From over the study period between 72 and 015, the portion of newborns' fathers who are 40 or older doubled from more than doubled from just over 4% to almost 9%.
You're 40, you're a man. He's 50 now, right?
You seen his hair?
Yeah, it's a complete mullet.
I didn't recognize him.
And it's all just for men up.
It's awful, man.
It looks stupid.
And it's bi-level completely.
Yes. I mean,
it's totally, it's bi-level. That's a mullet, the bi-level.
A mullet in all its glory.
Long hair totally is not a mullet. Bi-level's a mullet.
Right. Feathered back.
Right.
He looks straight out of 79, man.
Messed up.
Well, that's, but it's in Oklahoma, so it's really, it is 79,
it's acceptable,
right?
Yeah.
They got a good team, though.
But you're right. It's like jet black.
Mm-hmm.
He's been weird. Just, bathing in Just for Men.
Bathing.
No play from Mr. Gray.
No play. Well,
I saw him on TV somewhere recently, and they were asking about it. He fully revels in the mullet.
Oh, yeah, he does. Like
he embraces the mullet.
The youngest dad for the period studied was just 11 years old, while the oldest was 88.
What? You're 11 and you're a dad?
I'm not. The youngest dad for the period studied was just 11 years old, while the oldest was 88.
So they're hanging around sixth grade, waiting to see if the test is positive?
Or fifth.
You're going to be a dad. What? I got sixth grade coming up. Plans.
Somebody gets pulled out of PE to take the call from the doctor.
That's horrible. I guess the mom wasn't 11, though, right? Probably knocked up a teacher.
That's not the point here.
All right. 11 years. That must have been a foreign country. Now, maybe not. Like Oklahoma.
United States.
Really?
No, he's right. Could have been a student and a teacher.
Jeez. Yeah, because 11-year-old girls, well, I'm not going to go there. But I don't think they can usually get pregnant. But 11-year-old boys probably can actually. Well, you did the story, so we'll take your word for it, Craig.
Asian American dads, in particular men of Japanese and Vietnamese descent, were the oldest fathers, the study found. Their ages ranged upward of 36 years old on average.
Okay, speaking of Asians, this and marriage and fatherhood, the Moonies had a big celebration. And a local news station did a story on 6,000 brides and grooms all getting married at once, like it was a good story.
Okay.
Unification Church, which is the Moonies.
Yeah.
They didn't say the word Moonies.
Oh, they didn't mention that.
And they're all arranged all in a huge arena, local news station. And it was like a feel-good story at the end of the stuff. I'm thinking, that's not feel-good at all. That's horrible. 6,000 brand-new brides and grooms. Here's your husband. Here's your wife getting married. It was the Moonies. It's a cult. Am I right? It's a cult?
Yes.
Yeah.
They serve
Kool-Aid. No, it was a feel-good kicker story at the end of a newscast I saw. Hmm. I kept thinking, is it just me? That wasn't a feel-good story at all. And bride and groom. They talked to this one bride. Yeah, we just met an hour ago. I'm worried about how it's going to work out.
I bet.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah, you should be, because she was not bad-looking, and he was goofy.
Yeah, a lot of cultures let you choose your own mate.
Yeah, and don't have 6,000 people in a huge arena.
Right. So she was probably more concerned about that matchup than he was.
Yeah, he looked happy, because he could have been teamed with some ugly chick. It was in South Korea, of course.
Right.
And she was cute. He was average at best, but you're right. He was pretty happy that he walked through and they got choked. Right. Yeah, he had geeky glasses on, you know, the Asian glasses, basically.
There you go.
You know, he's thinking, yeah.
Oh, he won the lottery.
Yeah, he did.
She really didn't.
No. But I didn't think.
Now, the Moonies claim.
I didn't think it was feel good. I thought it was.
What's not feel good? The Moonies claim that.
First of
all, you get that their divorce rate is 5%.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I've heard that stuff works. But the Moonies, you can't get divorced, right?
Well, there's that.
Push, remember when you were sitting and you said you were in the top row to see Billy Joel years ago?
Yes.
Okay. The top row in any major arena in this country. This is one. Ours is a pretty big one here.
Back against the wall.
Okay, so you are dressed in a tux and your wife's in a wedding gown, and that's where you're at. Because they were all on the floor and all through the stands. That's a real intimate wedding, huh?
That's the size of a small arena, 6,000 people.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
And they're not allowed to get divorced, yet 5% of them do? I guess.
They might have to leave the church.
Yeah, that's leaving the church. But who knows how they come up with that stat.
Yeah.
That's the Moonies that say it's 5%, and they may make it, 5% of the ones that stay in the church, blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of,
that's
yeah.
it. That's some, it.
Who knows what the caveats are there?
Some of them probably run away.
Right.
One would imagine. One would imagine for sure. Both mothers and fathers of newborns are older today, but the average age of mothers is increasing slightly faster than that of fathers. The trouble is that the genes that a father will pass on to his children develop two mutations every year.
Jagger just had a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple years back.
With an advancing average paternal age, inherited mutations will also rise. So that makes sense. Numerous reports have linked older fatherhood with an increased risk of autism, psychiatric illness, neurologic disease.
Three things, Petey.
Always.
But
those really get me going, those three, too, I tell you what.
Yeah.
There's positives when older men become fathers. They're more likely to be stable, have better jobs, and have more resources. More likely to live with the kids, and more likely to help with the child rearing.
And don't miss going out with your friends.
There's that.
You're done with it.
There's that.
I'm serious. Once again, I was luckily not a dad in my 20s.
Luckily for the kids.
Very easily I could have slipped up back in those days. But I didn't, and I was grateful.
Yeah. Overall, they say, don't worry about the age. Just go ahead and do it.
A runaround.
Really? A rolling stone, if you will.
You met me when I was 31, Craig. I wasn't much different 5 years before that.
Yeah, you met me when I was the same age. Yeah. And a father of four.
Five, actually.
Not the point.
Yeah, I know, but wanted to clarify that.
Why do you have to clarify that?
Because he didn't remember. He forgot. At that point, he didn't know.
Right.
Well, he kind of knew.
Still doesn't count, though.
I know it doesn't count. It does. You're right. It doesn't count because you weren't responsible for that kid. I was going to say not just in general. You're very responsible. Huh? You're the one that
No, I wasn't very responsible.
Well, you raised the family. And you were the breadwinner. You did what you could do, man.
I did some things. But they mostly did it on their own. Turned out very nice. It did turn out okay.
Yeah.
In spite of me. They really did. I mean, and not the in spite of you part, but they really did.
No, in spite of me.
They're all pretty upstanding citizens.
They really are. They're nice people. That's because I had good friends when growing up.
Yeah, but we didn't raise your kids.
They had good influences.
Yeah, Uncle Mike and Uncle Craig.
Well,
yeah,
not so much there.
I'm going to say.
No.
Let's clarify that.
They had other good influences. Apparently, it's a big deal. I don't watch the show, but apparently many people do on HGTV, the Fixer Upper show.
We talked about this off the air. You'd know if you saw these people.
I have seen pictures of them. And no, yeah. I don't.
They're big Christers. I got no problem with that because they don't talk about that stuff on the show. But the thing I never liked about that show was that they take somewhat crappy places and make it somewhat better. Yeah. I shouldn't say crappy. They're just regular houses.
Well, they're rundown.
And when I watch
houses.
Those shows, I just want to see spectacular, cool stuff that most people don't get a chance to have.
He's a goofy guy.
He's goofy. And
she's oddly hot. Chip and Joanna
Gaines. Yeah, but you read about their personal thing. They're really.
Yeah, but here's why I think they're retiring. We discussed this off the air because they deal exclusively in real estate in Waco, Texas.
Yes.
And I think they've run out of...
upgrading these houses, right?
Of nice
Why
homes.
Are they quitting? What'd they say?
Well, they say that it's time to pay attention to their business. They're also planning to, quote, get some fresh vision and spend time with their kids.
Oh, is it like he's mugging for the camera too much? That's what you probably think. You're spending all your damn time mugging for the camera and not doing your job.
And one thing about that dude is he's not funny.
Pay attention to their business.
But he thinks he is. Didn't they have some problems, though? Weren't they charged with something?
I don't know.
That went away a while back? Look that up, puss. They had some sort of shady money deal going on, like any business does, I guess.
But it says here their celebrity status has been credited with revitalizing the economy in Waco, Texas.
Well, I'm sure it has. It is Waco.
Yeah, anything on TV's got to help.
They're famous.
Yeah. And don't hammer just him for not being funny. Hammer the writers.
She's not funny either.
Yeah.
The writers didn't write those little things he does. He puts like a piece of wood on his head and goes, "Woo, look at this, a wacky wood thing on my head."
Oh, you know, they get in there and they approve that. Or they say, "Oh, do this." They embellish on it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
They got sued by a couple of former business partners.
Got it. All right.
For fraud because they said that... he said, "Here, I want to buy you out. Here's some money." And they said, "Okay." And then he said, "Oh, by the way, we're going to be on HGTV."
Oh, after the fact.
Right after the fact. Knowing full well that he was going to be on HGTV, they'd pick up the show.
Oh, I got
it. So he wanted to buy out his partner, so he was the only sole owner. They sued him for fraud.
All right, well.
So he didn't really.
And they're Jesus freaks.
He didn't really, he lied by omission.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
But that's not what Jesus would do.
Say, my main problem with the show is they're like, we're going to fix this house up on $15,000. Well, that's what I would do if I was fixing up a house.
Exactly.
I don't want to watch those.
Exactly.
I want to see you spend $50,000 and make it look really cool.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, an average bathroom to turn into a better average bathroom. You know, that's what I see on those shows.
We took it from crappy to builder grade.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I think I see Jesus more of like a Food Network guy.
I do too.
Because he's happy, in a manger. In some of the places he hung out.
You know what you could call that show?
Suck it, Jesus. No. I'm pretty sure you cannot call it that.
It's a food thing.
Right, you can't call thing. Any show
like
that.
You just sip soup. You suck soup out
no,
of it.
No, you don't.
Right. You call it Suck It Jesus.
No, no,
it's Jesus
no.
on soup, and it's called...
Suck It Jesus. No, no, no. It's not a soup-sucking show.
That could that be one
like
episode.
Could be one episode.
Yeah.
This
I,
week, Suck It Jesus.
I mean, the first episode, it's a couple of minnows and a... glass of water, and you know he's got sea bass and wine at the end of the show. I
in
start with minnows and a glass of water, and pretty soon we got quarts and quarts of Cabernet Sauvignon and pounds of sea bass.
That's just crazy.
I remember the water to wine thing, but I don't remember the minnows to sea bass chapter and verse.
That is specifically what it was.
Yeah. The loaves and the fishes.
There you go. In the morning.
That's right.
They're quitting. What am I going to watch on HGTV? Oh, everything else.
Yeah.
Everything else that's just like it.
No, I don't watch. There's a couple things I still watch, but not.
Are you done with Flip or Flop?
I haven't watched them since they broke up. I'm sorry for those two crazy
aww.
Kids.
I've tried turning it on every now and again, but it's always the same ones.
Yeah. Me too. I do that
I remember
too.
That one. Yeah. Move on.
There's a one called Desert Flip now. I'll watch that. I've only seen a couple episodes, but they pick cool-looking, like Frank Sinatra-looking desert houses and make them cool, you know?
Yeah, that Pool Kings show.
Pool Kings is amazing.
That's
and
cool
Mega stuff.
And
Megadex is amazing.
Yeah.
$300,000 decks. Are you freaking kidding me?
I've seen ones that were like $700,000 to $800,000 just on the deck.
Deck, right.
Like, you could buy my house nine times.
Right. Yeah, it's gotten to be, you couldn't possibly afford this.
Some of those.
Most of those shows.
Most of those
shows.
Well,
that's
fine. But that's why people watch them.
Yeah, that's why I want to watch.
Right, Pool Kings is amazing. That's why I like Vanilla Ice's show. Those are really cool houses, man.
Yeah.
And he makes them cooler.
Same reason I watch those shows where they show
I know
you.
When you see, like, Flip, that one that we're talking about, they used to rip out, like, 1978 shag carpet and put, like, a prefab wood floors down. Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's happening in my living room. You know, whatever. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's not cool.
No.
But it's the same reason I watch those shows where they show you, all the cool motorhomes or like the private islands or big wooden lodges, you know.
Just cool things.
They're things that you can't have.
Right, right. That's why we watch porn.
No, that's one of the reasons.
Things you can't have.
You know how companies will do silly little things and Oreos has come up with a technology, completely unnecessary technology, and this is strictly for pub, which, you know, I'm falling right into, but it only because it ticks me off. And they've come up with a way to pretty much make an Oreo like a vinyl record.
Oh, finally.
Okay, I still don't know what that means yet.
So that you can put an Oreo, a specially made Oreo, onto a specially made record player, and it'll play a tune for you.
Then you eat it?
And then you eat it.
The record player?
Yeah, no.
Or the Oreo?
The Oreo.
They should make an edible record player, too.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
The fact that somebody thought of this scares me, but then they let them make it.
Yeah, that's the key part. This went through a
meeting. Yeah, how much for a special Oreo player?
So far, they're just doing this in China.
Okay, see if it catches on.
To see if it catches on.
And they can make turntables there real cheap because they make them right there.
It will not see the light of day here.
Like, that's a thought you have when you're really drunk and then you think
I don't know what that means.
You think about the next day and go, that's dumb.
I don't even think if it's even a thought I'd ever have.
I would never have that.
No.
Absolutely not. So they recorded the Oreos jingle.
Of course they did.
And, a few different styles, and
I'd lay the stylus down on the Oreo and I would dig it if it played this. Don't eat blackout.
All right, black on the outside, white on the inside.
Now
is there a visual of this somewhere?
Yes, and I've actually heard, I don't have it ready to go here, but I've actually heard what you hear when you play this on their little record player.
Is it really bad?
Do we have it?
It's horrible. It is like the old school wax players or whatever it was.
They used to take that wax record on the back of a cereal box. You'd cut that off and you could play that.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
That was horrible sounding.
Yes, it's worse than that.
Okay, it's got to be
worse. Well, because
than that.
You're playing a freaking cookie.
And it's the size of a cookie. I'm looking. I was thinking it was the size of a record.
No, it's the size
of
a cookie.
It's a little tiny thing.
You put a hole in it?
Yeah, there's a little hole in it for the turn. I'll put the link up here, and you can check it out.
Is it like the little toy we had when I was a kid, the close and play?
Bigger than that.
It would actually be a thick piece of plastic with a couple of grooves in it, and there was a brief tune.
Maybe.
How the hell do you eat it then?
Put it in your mouth.
Thank you, man.
But you got to play it first.
Learn something every day.
You got to hear what it has to say first.
And then you eat it.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.